Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Confessions of a Dating App. My name's Heather Collins. Nudia is out. She went to a wedding this week, and she's thriving. If you do not follow her on Instagram, at Nudia on Air, you can watch her thrive, because she's definitely out here thriving. With that being said, I wanted to put out a little episode, even if it was only like 15, 20 minutes long. I know I'm solo dolo right now, but that's okay. So we're going to talk about a couple things. I asked a couple questions on Instagram. I want to get your responses out there, tell you how I reacted to them, tell you how I got ghosted. I didn't even know we were ghosting in the year 2020 still, but hey, it's Halloween season. You guys are ridiculous, and we're going to let you ghost because you're 26-year-old and you're stupid. And what else do we got today? I don't know. We're just going to go with the flow. Because I didn't plan anything out, and I just wanted to do an episode because, well, let's go. All right, so let's start off with, first off, me getting ghosted this week. Because I figured that's what you're all here for, is the drama. You're always here for the drama. So I was talking to this dude for about a month and a half. And, you know, I, for some reason, because of his age, I was like, oh, he's too young for me. Like, I mean, it's only like a 5-year, 4-year difference. I think he's 26, maybe 20. No, 26. And anyway, I was like, oh, okay, let's just see how it goes. And he was super cute and he was super fun. And I liked hanging out with him. It was a great time. And then he came over one night. I mentioned this on the last episode, and we kissed. And I was pretty like messed up. Like, I was having a couple drinks before, you know, having a great time. So, like, I wasn't, I don't know, my 100% normal self. And we kissed, and it was good. It was, I was like, ah, like, oh, Heather, you shouldn't have been drinking, whatever. But anyway, we talked a little bit after. We made plans to go do something. And then, like, I never heard from him. And that was kind of, like, the end. So then I just shot him a text one day, and I was like, hey, how's it going? No response. Then I shot him a DM on Instagram. No response. And he never read my stuff. And I went on Instagram and I was like, hey, is this ghosting? Is this what this guy did, just ghosting? Because it's been so long since I've been ghosted. And then I realized something. It is definitely, ghosting is definitely a younger guy thing to do. Because normally I talk to dudes that are over like 30. And they're not ghosting because they're mature. They don't ghost anymore. But I realized when I was 25, 26, dating dudes around my age, 25, 26, I realized that that's when, like, I was in my prime ghosting period. Like, you get ghosted so much when you're around that age. And I think it's because guys are just, like, too afraid of confrontation, maybe? You guys can sound off and let me know what you think about that. On our Instagram, Confessions of a Dating App, because I think it just has to do with an age thing. Because like I said, I haven't been ghosted in so long. I had to go on Instagram and be like, did I get ghosted? And you all were like, yeah, you got ghosted. So shout out to that guy for ghosting me. Haven't had that in a long time, but he's actually haunting me now. Yeah, this is all stupid dating terms, because he actually watches all my Instagram stories, and I think that's hilarious. So you're not going to reply to my text. You're not gonna reply to my DMs, but you're gonna watch all my stories. Thanks for playing, bro. I unfriended him on everything and unfollowed him, so he can just keep on haunting and I'll never talk to him again. But besides the point, yeah, I think that's definitely a younger guy thing to do, and I think it's kind of dumb. Like, grow up, men. If you're listening to this and you still ghost girls, or girls, if you're ghosting guys, grow up. Like, so dumb. Because all you're doing is make these people confused on, like, okay, did I do something wrong? Okay, cool. Cool story, bro. All right, but besides the point, that was my little ghosting story. Other than that, I'm not dating, not trying to date. Went on Bumble the other day, matched with like 15 dudes just because I was bored. We'll see if anything comes from it. Probably not, because that's my life. But I also wrote on Instagram, I hope you guys enjoy this episode because it's literally going to be like 15, 20 minutes. I also wrote on Instagram, hey guys, what do you want me to talk about my podcast? And I got a couple things, so I decided to go down the list and answer them all for you. All right, first one, have you been on any dates recently? No. It's Halloween time. I am thriving in this Halloween time with doing, you know, parties, pumpkin carving, photo shoots. Like, it's my time of year, and I don't really want to date because I'm not going to let some guy ruin my good time. That's all. So we're going to wait till Halloween's over. Maybe we'll go into November and want a cuddle buddy, but until then, no. Who changes their mind more in relationships, men or women? Women. I think we change our minds all the time with things we want. You could do one thing to us and we could completely go from loving you and liking you to we don't like you anymore. But I also think, well, you know what though? I think that men can change their mind a lot too. I feel like, but men could change their minds a lot because another girl will come into the situation and distract them. And then they're like, oh, I don't like that girl anymore. If that's what you're asking, maybe if you're just asking like in general, like, who changes their mind more? Oh, no, in relationships. Never mind. I'm doing this, by the way, on a Sunday morning very early, so I'm kind of still tired. So don't judge me with my answers. Someone said, hi, you are so sweet. Thanks. I appreciate it. About how many women – okay, wait. How about women hints to let men know they're interested? Why not just be straightforward? Okay, here's the problem with that. So I like the guy. this is actually perfect. Good question. Actually, you know what? Let's wait for this one in the end because it's a perfect segue into my last topic. Someone wrote, you're the perfect type. Thanks. Appreciate it. Bad breakups and how to move on. Okay. So, sorry. I'm very scatterbrained right now. Bad breakups and how to move on. I'm the worst when it comes to breakups because I take everything to like serious heart. And like, what did I do wrong? What did I do this? So asking me to give you advice on bad breakups is kind of hard for me because I'm terrible at them. Like, I'm awful at them. But my suggestion is keep yourself as busy as possible. Distract your mind. Maybe try. I know it's going to be hard because you're in a mood and you don't. All you can think about is that person. But try to maybe go on other dates. Try to get like, because if you find someone else that excites you, then maybe you'll be distracted. The whole thing is distracting yourself. There's that whole saying, like, if you want to get over someone, get under someone else. I really feel like that's true. Maybe that's the wrong way of approaching it. But I think that's true. But I will say this. If you are going to just go, like, you know, sleep around or do whatever you're going to do as a human, definitely make sure you're letting that other person know, like, hey, just got a relationship. I'm just looking for someone to hang out with. You don't want to lead someone on if you're just in that, like, get over stage. What is that called? I forgot what that's called when you're, like, moving. Like, you're not quite dating, but you're, like, in the post-breakup stage. You know what I'm talking about. What else? Okay, so another person asks, how can an average guy get a reply online dating sites? All right, my favorite thing when I'm, like, on Bumble or Hinge or whatever is when someone asks me, like, the most random question. It could be something like, why do you think pigeons can fly but we can't? Like, when you ask those random questions, it gets me thinking and it gets me in a conversation. And then most of the time, something you say will trigger me to be like, oh, yeah, and continue the conversation. When you just go in with, hey, how are you? How's your day? How's your weekend? I'm already bored 5 seconds in. I need someone with a little bit, like, weirdness to them. So try, like, asking things that maybe other people are not asking. You got to stand out in the crowd when it comes to asking questions and trying to go above everyone else on the dating list poll. I hope that helps. Maybe not. What's your opinion on nerdy guys? All right, this is the last one I'm going to do because the other ones are like, oh, I want to date you. What's my opinion on nerdy guys? That's my favorite type of guy. I love guys who play video games. I love guys who want to watch Star Wars all day, even though I'm not a big fan of Star Wars. I like it because I feel like they're more relatable. And this is going to sound terrible. And this is just my opinion. I don't want a dude that's got a six pack and works out at the gym all day and drinks creatine. I don't want that. That's not my cup of tea. Even if I became a size 2 and was fit as fuck, I wouldn't want that. I like guys that are, you know, a little awkward and a little fun and like stumble over their words and and play video games and nerd out. I think that you're just going to have more fun because I'm having a hard time with words this morning. They're just more fun and they're down to do anything. While gym rats, in my opinion, are, and she didn't hang out today. I'm going to the gym. So no hate to gym rats. There's girls out there for you. But I prefer nerdy guys. All right, so I said I'd circle back to this one question, and then I'm going to do this question and then tell a quick little tale, and then I'm out of here. And hopefully Nudie will be back so we can actually have a full episode and not this crappy Heather is Alone episode, because Nudia keeps me balanced, and Nudie keeps me from going off track. So, Nudie, I miss you very much. All right, so the last question was, who changes their mind more in relationships? I'm sorry. The last question was, how about women hint and let me know when they're interested? Why not just be straightforward? Okay, so this is my problem. I will like a guy. I will find a guy. And I like meeting people, I always say this, out in the wild. I don't like meeting people on dating apps because I feel like out in the wild, you get a sense of their personality. You can see what they look like. It's not a catfish situation. It's just, it's more natural. And I feel like everyone's brought into your life for a reason. So in this case, I like meeting people out in the wild. Now, I will never straight up go up to someone and be like, I like you. You're cute. I want to go on a date with you. I'm too scared. I'm too scared of rejection. So what I do is I like to play around. I like to friend them. I like to be friends with them. I like to talk to them. I like to see if it goes anywhere. And then you can kind of get a hint. If someone actually likes you back or wants to keep talking to you, they'll text you. They'll talk to you. They're about it. They want to be around you. But I realize that it's hard for girls to just be so straightforward. Oh my goodness, my dog got the ball. He's going to start squeaking in a minute. It's hard for girls to just be straightforward and be like, I like you, because we're afraid of rejection just as much as you are. And I give props to guys because I honestly think we still live in a day and age where guys have to make the first move in a lot of situations because girls just think that. Like, same thing with like guys paying for the first date. It's just old fashioned, and for some reason it's stuck with time. Girls are afraid to ask guys out because they're afraid of getting rejected. And I also feel like if a guy likes you enough, he'll ask you out. You don't even need to ask him out because he'll ask you out. So I guess if this makes sense to you, I guess a girl can like you and she'll hint. You'll know if she's giving you attention or she's texting you back and it's not just a one-word answer and she's reaching out to you. She likes you. She likes you. And maybe you should just ask her out because she's too scared. That's my little tidbit. And I said that was going to roll into something because there was a guy that I recently thought was cute and I liked. And I was trying to see, like, if we could hang out or whatever. And he kept blowing me off. So in that situation, I realized that, oh, he doesn't like me. So I've now backed off. I call it a 3-3-try rule. I'll invite someone to hang out 3 times before I say, okay, I'm done. I'm over it. Like, have a nice time. Because I feel like 3 times, like, if they don't want to, first off, if someone likes you and you ask them to hang out, they're going to go hang out with you. They're going to figure out a way to move things around to go hang out with you because they want to hang out with you. So I feel like if you ask 3 times, because, like, you can ask someone, hey, do you want to hang out tomorrow night? And they could be like, oh, I already have plans. And they don't want to cancel on their friends. That's a good friend. So, yeah, cool. No worries. We'll plan a different day. But I feel like if you ask 3 times and they still don't hang out, or they don't say, hey, I can't hang out tomorrow, but let's hang out on Tuesday, then walk away. Anyway, that was my episode of Confessions of a Dating App. I just wanted to put those things out there. I want to tell you a little dating update, answer some questions, wanted to give you an update on some other stuff. I know this episode is only 15 minutes long. I miss Nudia because Nudia normally helps me fill a longer time. But I hope you guys have a great week. We'll have another episode on Friday. It'll be Halloween, so maybe we'll talk about spooky things. Maybe we'll talk about ghosting again. But have yourself a terrific week, guys. And me and Nudia will be back on Friday. Deuces. By the way, I'm not editing this at all. I'm just going to put it up the way it is. So if it's messed up, sorry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.